We have some hippies out there, and 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 hippies out there.
I've been doing, I ain't been to a dispensary in almost a year.
Yeah,
it's established.
Well, it's been 45,
16. Yeah, they don't talk about you.
I thought it was 45, 16.
It is. We don't talk about Eno's dispensaries right now, guys.
Listen,
y'all get the 45 in there, though.
Let me start
y'all
off.
Get that in there, though.
What is good, everybody? Hey, Boog is back. I'm sorry. Y'all gonna be mad at me. I wasn't supposed to drop that shit, but I had to. My boy is back, dog. Hey, for those of you who don't know, which y'all probably do know, he's been riding his wave, and I happened to go crash the wave, and I was like, hey, brother, we need you back in here, brother. Okay? And he was like, sounds good.
That's
exactly what I'm saying. Hey, K-Bug, say something.
Yo,
something.
Yo.
Hey, and it's a rebrand. Hey. I'm back. It's Kush Monster now.
Oh, shit.
I got in the NFT game, and oh. I gotta stay true to the brand now.
Kush Monster,
the brand. Y'all heard my
So
word.
Listen, I'm not gonna say the dot east part.
You don't have to say that. You can. I ain't Wheezy. You don't have to say the dot east.
Okay, he will be. I'll give you the Kush Monster though. But listen, to carry on what the heck we was talking about before we hopped up in here. That Atomic Apple, okay?
Don't get on here and start...
Listen, down. I'm not shooting...
Not
listen,
up in
listen,
here!
Listen, y'all know I got love for Alien Lab.
I ain't even got nothing to say on this
That's
conversation. I ain't tried this one yet.
That's my
$80
fault.
Is not coming out of my pocket.
My boy is a cultivator there.
I had that shit...
Ask me if it came out of my pocket.
Oh, y'all got it on the
I'm saying they ain't gave it to me yet, so
that's
I haven't sampled it yet.
Got it now?
That's why it hit so now.
Nah,
Free Week
still,
does hit better.
Nah, let me ask y'all real quick. Is it $80 good? $80 good?
No weed is $80 good.
Okay.
especially when they're going to put tax
you
on
do
it
not
afterwards.
Go there.
Okay,
no
so
weed is $80 good. None.
Okay, listen. If I didn't have the smoking habits that I have, it might be.
Yeah.
But
okay,
an
fair
eighth
enough.
Goes so fast, it doesn't make sense. But some people make an eighth last all week.
But let me tell you this then. If that eighth is $80, don't you think like that blunt should be smacking you? Your eighth
it
should
could
lie.
Smack me to the moon.
But I mean, even if it smacks
no
you, you still got to smoke.
You right?
Yeah. Like, if you smoke, you, maybe, if you bowl it all
when
out, maybe.
When I grade a strain, it's about the taste, the way it hits. Mm-hmm. Way
booyakasha. Booyakasha.
If my lips are swelling up, there's something wrong with
the
chemicals.
I'm the real tea.
Got it. There's a lot of things you got to pay attention to.
First of all, let me tell you something, sir.
Sir.
Yeah, I have to sir this man because he ain't been here in a minute. So, sir, listen up. I had Atomic Apple in Cali, okay, years ago, before Alien Labs ever came to Arizona. I have the review somewhere on one of the Instagrams, and I said it was mids. I said it
You're
back capping. 2 years
You're
ago.
You're
I
also
swear to God.
You're
I, also,
capping,
I don't
I
cap.
Also
Here's
told
the thing.
Him to go holler at
Let me ask,
science,
let me ask
you
a
question.
Mid,
and then he got his mind changed.
What did I say was mid?
There's no such thing
the
as
Sunset
gross,
Sherbert
boy.
From GS. The first time you tried the GS.
That's because
I mean, maybe they did
they
get better
look
at throwing weed.
When's the first time you tried
right now, weed?
We're
now
looking
at
the first time I tried my own, it was mid.
It was, now look at you.
It's still
going,
mid.
Booming.
It's still mid.
The Atomic Apple's fire now.
Listen, it's
don't
fire,
this,
but it's
it
not up there.
Oh, bro,
Apple fritters better.
Bro, I'm telling you right now.
Who's got
$80
for me to try this shit?
I've tried almost every strain they have in the stores. And my favorite is still, one of my top five is still Atomic Apple. And I've had all their stuff.
Out of everything
damn,
they have,
the,
over the galactic gas.
That shit's trash.
The galactic gas is all right.
The Gushers.
No crimes, that was called.
The Gushers was good.
The Gushers
that
times Biscotti.
Fire. Amazing. Amazing.
That one was
amazing.
Good.
Amazing.
There's
that's
this
the
one with a snake
that's the one
on the top.
Oh, Nightshade.
Nightshade.
Here, right. I am on her team. I'm on
that's
her
the
team.
One I got last
I'm sorry. That right there, that right there.
I had the chemist.
Might be 65 plus 10.
That was with the Cali, too. I had the Cali.
I haven't
been lying to you. That Nightshade.
Is
their head stash.
I ain't gonna lie. The packaging, when I looked at it, I was like, damn, what the fuck is that?
I know I got some. I know I do.
This is why I probably told you that when you said Sunset Sherbert from Ghost Signs, this was probably when you had that streak of recommending straight mids. Like,
bro,
you are on the street.
Like, you wouldn't even take any of my recommendations.
Because you already failed me before that.
You, like,
you already
ain't
failed
me
to the land of
like, you ain't failed me. You failed me to
no,
a second.
I'm
on failed a
which one?
Galactic gas.
Nah.
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you, but the galactic gas when we first got it was gas.
And again, yeah. My argument was that they brought that to us personally, so I can't. You know what I'm saying?
I won't even say that because I went and bought it. I went and bought it because I was actually impressed with it. So I went and bought it when they dropped it. Mm-hmm. And that was gas too.
It was bomb.
But like at the end of the day, I could also see where their first batch maybe was gas and then it went downhill from there.
Right.
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe something happened in the process.
I don't have the pockets to continually buy
right.
$60, $65, $70 Ace. Like, I can't live like that.
Yeah. That Nightshade might be getting bumped.
Let me tell y'all this. Davi, I know y'all sometimes y'all get plugged, you know, like Alien Labs come through, y'all get the plug. So what we can do is we can just link up. You know, I bring my weed, you bring your weed. That way Kyle can try some of that shit. You feel me?
Oh, it's all for me. Pinkies up, smoking the blunt.
I'm winning doubt.
Yes.
And I have the perfect venue.
You're winning in doubt.
Hey, we can do it at Kiss Poyos.
I'll Kiss Poyos.
Let's go. You're not ready. You're not ready for Kiss Poyo. You might, hey, you're not ready. I don't know.
We smoke, hey, we smoke a big blunt in the restaurant.
Not even a ballpark.
I mean, tacos and blunt right in front of you.
Say that.
We talking, Philip, look, we talking like that. Mom and pop. Mexican food shop in Taco Bell, which you just did right there. You said you said Kiss El Pollo Loco.
I don't think I've ever ate there.
I had it one time. Think about it this way: it's that baked chicken you get at school.
I've never ate there.
Fake. It's the school lunch baked chicken.
Del Taco. Okay.
I never had Del Taco either.
I eat Del Taco.
I've never had
Del Taco.
Never. No,
you need that beef. That Del beef.
Del Taco, 19th Avenue Northern was my spot when I was fresh.
Hey, two beefy Del burritos. Man, with a large soda.
No, man. If I'm eating fast food tacos, it's Taco Bell, or every time I go to fucking Jack in the Box. No matter what I get at Jack in the Box, I gotta get the two tacos. And they're the worst tacos in the world, but they're so good.
Did you know that they are...
not even meat?
Yeah, they're meat-free, bro. So all you shitty... this is gonna sound mean. I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna
Go ahead.
I'm gonna say all you shitty vegans, but I don't mean shitty vegans. Yeah. You know how those shitty normal eating habits?
Yeah.
I mean like the vegans who still eat shitty.
Yeah.
Have fun at Jack in the Box.
There you go.
I don't even know.
Ding ding.
The Impossible patties are good.
Is that right?
You've tried an Impossible Patty?
I respect the vegans, bro.
You've tried an Impossible Patty?
And I was vegan for like three, 4 years.
It's so healthy, and we know it, and we can't do it.
I've got no interest in even trying. I don't even want to try.
I cannot.
I ain't playing. I don't want to try.
Hold on. We got a real one in here. We got a real one.
Yeah.
Oh, they got hemp milk?
Yeah, oat milk.
I didn't know that.
I ain't fading anybody that does it. Like,
where you get hemp milk at? Cool. Like Sprouts or something?
Exactly.
I really like meat.
Oh, milk.
So much.
Okay, my high ass thought
and
you
like,
said
I'm, and I'm like, and I'm diabetic, so like, I can't eat a bunch of other filler stuff that isn't made out of meat.
And I'm skinny, bro. Imagine me not eating meat. I'd be a feather in the wind.
So you try.
I don't even want to talk
about it. Meatless. I'm healthy. I'm on dying.
So you just don't eat dairy?
I just can't have dairy because I'm lactose.
Lactose?
Yeah.
You need the pill?
No.
Yeah, when I go on vacation, I bring my lactated pill.
So,
yeah,
no, yo, lactose. Check it. Uh-huh. I was just at this ice cream shop on 7th Avenue. I'll give you the crossroads later. But all of their ice cream was lactose free, but they said it still had dairy in it. So I don't know what that means.
I've had lactose free and that is fine.
Does that help you?
Yes.
So that might be the spot for you. Their ice cream was fire too.
Lactose free ice cream, you can buy it in the store.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't make me crazy in the tummy.
So it's the lactose, cheese. Not mm-hmm. the dairy.
Damn.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's the lactose.
I love cheese.
Lactose intolerant.
Yes.
Yes. So my sister, this might be the spot for you.
I think
it's
called
lactose. Hey, I'm just saying, I'm fucking dead. I'm already done.
I know, honestly.
I've every time we get together, you be on your bullshit. Yeah. And I love it. What happened?
It's a hole in that bitch.
There's a hole it's in it. Right. There's a hole in your bucket. Dude.
I ain't even gonna say nothing. Welcome back, buddy.
Did you roll it?
Yes.
Someone gave me these stale ass.
Those aren't. First of all, they're not stale.
If there was,
who rolled the other
stale,
one?
There wouldn't have been a blood hole in it.
You know the blood master. I'm tired of you too.
You know.
Hey.
Was that one stale?
No.
That you rolled?
No.
Listen here. Listen.
Same pack, right?
No.
He rolled a cigar. I rolled a leaf.
Listen, I'm cool.
Look, big difference. Big difference.
We got.
He rolled God's plant.
I smoke out of glass.
We both did.
Well, look, man. That was crazy. That shit we was talking about. All from Atomic Apple. We got went and dived down fucking lactose
intolerance.
I fuck right. with y'all.
He can pull
too.
Up on
Connected. You know what I really fuck with, honestly? Planet.
There you go.
When that day come,
Phoenix
I'll be
Relief
back.
Center.
Let's talk about it. Hey, hold up. Listen. I was saving that. Listen, let me give y'all the backstory on PRC, all right? PRC was our first ever sponsor, right? They saw our vision when we got started, and nobody would. And no offense to nobody that didn't take us serious then, because obviously we were fresh. I wouldn't take us serious either. We didn't even have a business plan, so whatever. But you know, shout out to Alex and the team. You know, Missy too. Davi, you knew, but you've been my dude. You already been here outside of PRC, so I was real happy when you know I saw you work there. That was cool as hell. But you know, we got PRC back in the building. Different squad. You know, the last time we had Alex in here, so it was a little more, I wouldn't say serious, but it was kind of serious, right? Although we did get high as shit. So I'm glad to have, you know, the crew in here, the everyday, you know, front of the line defense. We hear from start to close. We see it all, you know. I'm glad to have y'all in here. I'm sure we're going to maybe hopefully hear some wild shit. But definitely since the time y'all, you know, we first met to now, been some crazy big, you know, improvement, major improvements. Like first and foremost, the entire layout of the store. I remember the first time I went back there, I thought I was in the wrong fucking building. Because I was like, yo, what? Where am I?
You haven't been back, huh?
Yeah, he hasn't been there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not that, up, hey, it's not that little corner shop no more,
it's
in my
way
boy.
Bigger, bro.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's futuristic, dog.
It's pretty.
They got, like,
touchscreens.
I'm about to say, many right. touchscreens on the
it's
side,
pretty.
Bro. It's
I love
cold.
It.
How I mean when you get the next special.
I mean, hey,
the 20th.
Hey,
come the 20th.
Come the 20th. Yeah. We do 420 every month.
Every 20th?
It's a fun thing we do. 420.
Yo,
December,
hey,
420
what do you guys
January.
Do for birthday? It's my birthday at the end of the month.
Okay.
I pulled up
come
and got
in.
My pre-roll.
We'll give you a free pre-roll.
Yep.
I pulled up and got mine.
And you know, you know what? There used to be back in the day where if they mentioned hippie life, we're going to have to, hey, listen, we're going to have to. We're gonna have to work on that. I know we can't get that now, but definitely in the meantime, go to PRC. Y'all still do the 5 gram sampler? I swear I saw it on.
So we have it every once in a while. It pops up. Okay. You'll find it. We still hold on to that because it's a really fun deal.
I'm
you can mix
you.
And match the grams.
It's it's like when I say you get a nice little bang for your buck. If you're someone like me. Because when I would go shop, I would literally spend like 30-45 minutes with Missy looking at everything. You know, I swear that's the type of dude I was like
a kid in a candy store.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I
want
to know about
I want that
everything.
One, I want
yeah.
that one, I want that
and,
one.
And we would put I would put like my favorites aside and then get to the favorites and then we do a grudge match. But, that 5 gram sampler came in clutch because I was able to try all the different, you know, strains that I wanted to get.
Right.
And instead of getting an eighth and committing to that, I could get a gram and then, you know, the next time go grab the full eighth or whatever. So I really enjoyed those. I'm gonna look out for those. What other, you know, 420 every month, we got that.
So we have BOGOs pop up often too every month. On 420 we have Shango doing a BOGO on their eighth. So this month
Frosted Donuts
this month in November, and then in December we're gonna be doing that as well. Shango will have a pop up somewhere in between. We do have our $20 eights on Tuesdays.
Ooh, $20 make it holla.
Yeah, that's every Tuesday.
Wait, $20 eights every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday.
Sheena. Multiple strings.
Like a free gram on Thursday thing a while ago, didn't you?
It was like every Friday or Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday.
You just, all you had to do was come in.
Look, every month we throwing deals in your face. Just, that's what I'm saying. You got to keep up.
And hey,
so the way we can.
Slapping you with deals.
Yep.
So for someone that might just be, you know, tuning in and getting to know y'all and hearing about y'all for the first time. Let's say they did want to find these deals. Would that be something you see on the website, or is that something you want to chase on Instagram? What's the best way to figure those out?
Best way, I think, is to always go on the website. We have a live menu. That's one of the key things to pay attention to. But we also got an app, too, that you can download.
Okay.
Phoenix Relief Center on Apple or Android. Download that. You get deals on there. And also, we have sometimes exclusive deals through the app. So.
Yo. It's,
yo.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Get those exclusives.
Hey.
You got a whole app.
You read my mind, boy. A whole app. You read my mind, boy. I'm telling you right now.
This has just been made on the Black Podcast right now.
Damn
first
app store right
with
now.
The whole fucking app.
Yo,
yo.
Property, that's a proper right here. That's proper. And here's why that to me that's so significant. All right, like I say, it's so dope to see the come up because it started with the website, right?
Right.
And I bookmarked that website and basically put it on my homepage, so turned it into an app, you know, artificially, whatever. But the fact that y'all went out and now did that, now you have your own app you can download out the app store. My boy just downloaded it right now.
I didn't tell you the best part, though.
What's the best part?
When you pre-order through the app, you get 10% off.
Stop.
What?
Wait, hold on. And if you show us you download the app, that's another 10% off for the first time.
Stop playing.
Everybody, that's three. So I get 30% off because I got three pairs of eyes here to see that I download the app.
Like that's 20%
off. So let me ask you this. Can I come in the shop? Real? And look at what I want, and then go outside and pre-order?
So, our shop, the way it works now is we have, like, screens. Mm-hmm. And you, like, scroll through your own order, and you put together your order with your budtender. So you don't really have the weed in your hands, necessarily, but it's, like, digital.
By the time you get to the counter, bro, your weed is already there, getting packed and ready to go,
bro. It's the future, bro.
Hold on,
it's germ-friendly.
Wait a second.
The whole COVID thing was crazy. Mm-hmm. We had a...
Woo!
Make it make sense, yeah.
Yeah, no, bro. And the next thing is going to be like a little dispenser, like an actual like a vending machine.
No. My question
that
is,
that would be so cool.
Is the menu up to date on the app?
Yes, it's alive.
Oh, they got it.
Live menu.
They got it.
And it ties right into your inventory.
Yep.
Bro, so that's that. Right. So for those
and
of you.
And it cuts off at a certain. So say if we only have one left,
it's gonna cut it off
just in case. Yeah.
And the reason, listen,
hallelujah,
ladies and gentlemen, the reason why that's so clutch is I'm 100% sure you've seen a deal on the dispensary, you've seen an item on the dispensary menu on either Leafly or their website, which always leads to Leafly at the end of the day.
Yes, it does.
And you go and you put it in your cart, you check out. And then when you go to check out, it's either A, not there, or by the time you get to the dispensary, it's not there. The reason why this is clutch is because it eliminates all that. So if it's not on the shelf or it's about to run out, it's not going to be an option. So you don't have to worry about getting there, and what you ordered is either A, not there, or going through the whole process of putting it in your cart, going to check out, and then they telling you it's not there and you got to go reshop. Like, that's clutch.
I have messages in my phone from shops right now. I'm not going to say no names, but I have messages in my phone right now, text messages of them saying, sorry, the item you placed the order for on Leafly is no longer in stock in our shop. Would you like something else? Then why is it on the damn menu?
Right.
Why am I placing an order for it and it's saying being processed? Why? Take it off.
Man.
That is the biggest pet peeve of mine with any shop is updating the menu. Oh my God.
I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, man.
They have an app, Jordan.
I know. I passed it just in case.
I got this ready. That I haven't even.
I saw it there laying there. I was like, man, he ain't gonna get this. But no, here, listen, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I know, I've been kind of holding it. It went
shocking.
Out.
So let me ask you this.
Also, too, I don't know if you're in the menu right now, but one of the coolest things I think is if you go to the menu and you look at it, say like, you know, you're going through, oh my God, I got so many options, I can't choose. Well, on the menu, we have a filter to where you can click it and itemize it by, you know, indica, sativa, you know, carts, flowers, extracts. You can even do by the quantity, like if you want grams, you know, and even the price. And if you want something like, say you just want the highest THC, you can go in there and just put 30%. Anything under that is not going to show because they want to show you the highest. You know what I'm saying?
That's
a... Bro, it's got a new content update notification. That's how you know this shit is fine.
So listen, I can legitimately stand. There's not a lot of dispensaries out here that I'll stand behind, right?
I'm sorry.
Man, I love it. Look, he's discovering
the first weed on the app.
He's discovering it. I love it. Look.
What?
Look how much fun he's having. Look, using
this
the app.
You got this is the first strain on the app.
Atomic Apple.
I gotta buy it. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's a sign.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen,
God's telling us
as
you
can see, this app brings pure joy in every way, shape, or form. You
Go
know
get
what
that.
I'm saying?
Yeah, it's, get the app.
It's convenient. One thing I like, listen, one I was saying, wait, hold up. Contain your excitement, sir, for 2 seconds.
Bro, hey,
second.
I'm in a kid in the candy store. Right now.
We can feel it. We can feel it. I'm telling you right now, I want to download the app, but all my phones are being used. All of them.
You're rubbing it in my face.
I'm going to need you to tone it down, sir. I can't enjoy it right
I'm
now.
I'm going to look for you.
Look, listen.
It's good.
As I was saying, there's not too many dispensaries I can get behind fully, right? A lot of them have gone corporate, right, since the legalization. Mm-hmm. And I see what you guys are trying to do. It's not go corporate, but it's keep up with, you know, rec. Obviously, with going rec, there's a demand, and you want to get people in and out as fast as possible. I've learned that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
The old bud tender ways, you're not going to really get too much of that. And that, to me, like, as long as you're getting the knowledge, if you seek it, you're fine, right? Like, bud tenders aren't going to spend that 30 to 45 minutes with you like they used to, because there's so many people behind you that need to get their shit and go, right?
Right.
Like, some people are on lunch break. They need to get in and get out. Mm-hmm. So what PRC has always done was adapt, like, and I always have been proud of that. But at the end of the day, your adaptations aren't for what's best for the store. It's always what's best for the
customers,
right?
Because
now patience is withering away. And you see, I kind of stuttered on that because, like, If you're an OG, you're going to say patient, right? But now you're a customer.
And if
because
you have your medical card, you still,
feel
like
a patient. But that shit's withering
fire, dog.
But yeah, nah, this, as y'all can see, it's...
you know what that feeling is, though? It's relief, because that's what we do at Phoenix Relief, you know? It's relief that everything he needs is in his hand with that app.
Literally. Yeah. This, it's the only shot with an app, bro. I was like...
Hey, we're trying to make it convenient.
They got the fire. They got the fire. Like,
we're trying to make it convenient because we understand, like, the demographic of people that like to smoke weed is just, the range and age is just so
broad. It's crazy
broad.
Now, right?
So we understand, like, you know, there is still a group of people who it's really complicated for them to use their phone. So let's make it as easy as we can. It's complicated for them to even place an order. So we have this app. We make it super easy for anyone.
You know I'm buying this, right?
Bomb.
Watermelon Gushers.
You know I'm buying it.
By who?
Dude,
it doesn't say by
I'm like sitting. I'm sitting here scrolling through this, and I'm just gonna say, like, it keeps, like, every couple of minutes or whatever, it reloads,
mm-hmm.
and you know that that is just
that's just
staying up to date.
Yeah,
just staying up
to date.
Y'all are go to PRC, man.
This is a good app too. The interface is really easy too. It's like really intuitive.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Carrie, he does all that stuff. He's really good at the marketing.
He's techie.
He's
techie AF.
Awesome background. He knows how to do all
I've been
that
trying
kind
to
stuff.
Link with bro, but he's always doing something. Like, I want to link with him for real.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude.
Carrie, I know you're hearing. I'm sorry, bro.
We have a good team, man. I'm proud of our team, honestly.
Y'all ain't got to speak too much. I just want to know, when did this brand drop?
Ric Flair, they got some good stuff.
They had a launch party not too long ago that we went to. Yeah.
We ain't going
to
say the dispensary.
Wait, that's when he came out here in Tucson, right?
No, it was in Phoenix.
No, it
was on my side of town.
Because Ric Flair came out here a while ago.
That's all
I'll
say.
So
he was at a shop.
As somebody
I wasn't at the dispensary, but I was at that launch party after that night.
Okay.
As somebody that has not been in the market for almost a year, I would say. What? Because I'm seeing a lot of brands on here that I don't recognize.
Yeah.
Talk to me. What? Like, what is? What would you say is the best brand that's come out in the last year that you guys carry?
Oh, that's hard. That's hard, honestly, because everyone's doing their thing.
Yeah, I'll tell. Hey, dude, I'll listen. Just to piggyback
everybody
off that.
Everybody their brands, I think.
Bruh, yeah. You see, like, sneakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
In the past year, there's probably been, like, 40 sneakers. Like, no cap. Like, there's been brands that came and gone and then come and then go jump on another license, rename, rebrand.
Bro, style.
It's crazy right now.
You have
landscape
good ones
has
in
changed.
Out. I will tell you this, though. There's a lot of game in these little pre-rolls right now.
Man, listen, bro.
And I'm not going to say who I don't like, but my favorite right now that I will brag about because I've been testing these little pre-rolls is Melted.
Yeah.
Ooh. Melted.
Melted.
And they just dropped not that long ago. They have like a 5-pack minis, just like kind of, you know how everyone's doing them 5-pack? I don't know, man. The weed the flower they use and the diamond, the concentrate they put in it,
And it's a ceramic tip too.
Ceramic tip on the end, every single one.
Okay.
This is why you go to PRC, people.
Okay.
Yes, how much are they? We just had a bow on them last week.
Yeah.
Keep our fingers crossed, we'll get another one sooner than later.
But the way to keep up with that,
so worth it.
Download the app. Let's go. So look, real quick question, right? Let's say somebody listens to this and they decide to go to PRC.
0.5 is kind of like how, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This for the pre-rolls?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're just talking about their little 5-packs. They have, the little blunt.
They're infused with diamonds.
Are they infused?
With diamonds.
The little ones are infused, You can get one single bigger guy, but I like the little 0.5s with the...
Quick.
Hey, on the real, look. Hey, when y'all get those in, like... Steve knows how to get a hold of me. You know how to get a hold of me. You know how to get a hold of me. Let me know. Hey, we'll come
like,
down and we'll hype it up for you. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
they're awesome too. Melted, the whole team is awesome. Like, they probably loved us. We can talk about that some other time.
No.
They're awesome people.
Yeah.
The industry is doing their thing.
I've
been seeing a lot of.
I'm not going to say nothing.
I've been seeing a lot of impressive things. I've been seeing some dive downs, but that comes with the business. You know what I mean? I don't know if I have a favorite brand right now. Because, like, I'll think, like, oh, wow, Alien Labs was so good.
All right. What about, like, a top three?
Shit.
At the shop?
At PRC?
I would say Connected, Alien.
I mean, that's the same. That's the same.
They're under the same license.
That's the same.
So that's Alien Labs one, right? So their stuff's really good. This is just my opinion.
Yeah.
I really like some Mashangas.
Okay.
I really do. Like the frosted donuts is so good.
Okay.
They just did a sherbet.
Yeah.
Some kind of sherbet.
And then I would say, what would your third? What would you guys think your third would be?
What would your third be?
Out of everything we have, I mean, top three.
Yeah. When y'all getting weed, what's your brand? What brands you looking at? Because
It's hard.
Y'all more of like I'm a strain shopper? Or a percentage shopper, or do you like to shop with brands?
Because I'm a brand shopper. Guy.
You're not.
No, that's why I think that's why this question's hard for me.
Okay. Because
I'm not.
I feel like before I got burnt so many times by like specific brands that I got to the point where if it wasn't certain brands, I wasn't even like I didn't care what it said it was.
Yeah.
Like it could have been like magic, and I wouldn't have fucking looked at it.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm good.
No, you're good.
I forgot how to talk around people. Production gonna get in my butt.
I don't know, man. I mean, once upon a time, I was like a brand geek, a little bit, like back in the day when stuff was really all the same.
So you more look at a shelf level now, more or less.
It's like. If it looks
Do you feel like the prices are appropriate across the board mostly?
Yes and no. Okay. I think it's crazy to pay $80 for 8.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
You know,
y'all could I'll second that because they could sell that for 50 and probably sell that
it'd
laps.
Be out the door. It'd
like,
be gone.
I have lines out the door
it'd
for that.
It'd be gone.
You know what I'm saying?
But but if you can sell it for 80, why wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. People are buying it.
They are.
Part of me feels that, but part of me is like, why not do better? Why not be better?
This is how it goes in Cal. They're just trying to mimic the California market.
I get capitalism.
A lot of these brands, too, they have, like, prices that go across the board, and you can't really undermine it because you got contracts with people and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So you can't be 65 at one shop. But
I get that part.
That's definitely true.
You guys don't really control the price level, really. Like, you guys might have a little wiggle room.
Like BOGOs, like we do.
Right, but you can't be, like, your weed is only $30 here. I don't care what you say. We're only selling it for $30.
Right. I mean,
figure it out.
Business-wise,
you guys can't do that.
No. Yeah, no.
I feel like there will come a time where you'll be able
to. Even when I was traveling, dude, outside of Arizona back in, like, 5 years ago, $50 eights in Cali was nuts to me. I'm like, this shit better be special.
Yeah.
I'm like, $50?
I don't like spending $50 on an eight.
That's why I ain't been in
a dispensary for like a year.
I understand. Trust me. Those eights, I don't be buying up.
I feel it.
I might treat myself.
Right,
like
those
one
are filling.
Blue moon.
Right. No, yeah, but and that's what I used to do too.
I'm a smoker. I smoke. I can't.
I smoke
afford.
Way too much of.
To be
yeah.
honest with you, that's why I like.
I can't afford it.
The how we do it at PRC because like we have a lot of like we got specials and we also got like eighths that are like $33, you know what I mean, that smack like from Tierra Girl. Anybody that like that's coming in and wants like they got to get the back bang for their buck, they don't want to spend like. When I help people, I don't show them the most expensive thing.
Right.
I show them what's good, you know what I mean? And some of that lower tier stuff smack harder than stuff that's up there.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff smack harder than connected, you know what I mean, to whoever smokes it, you know what I mean? So I like Tierra Girl. That's one of the ones I put out there. There's always like $33 apes. Smack, you know what I mean? We always do those for $20 too on Tuesday, so.
And that's what I like about our dispensary.
Tuesday.
We can't change the price of these jarred up stuff, but what we do get in bulk, we can... think about our customers like we do, and we can make deals on that for them. Like, we can find good weed for a price that people can afford. But then we have the jarred up stuff, too, that people want. You know, you have your geeks out there that this jar looks really cool. It's not even about the weed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just the jar,
it's the status, it's like the Instagram video.
For sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, I love when I get weed that looks pretty when I take it out of the jar, but at the end of the day, if it doesn't get me high, it doesn't matter.
Just wait till we get the cookies out here. That's gonna be crazy.
I heard.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like not like brand. I'm not brand bratty. Just because, like, even some of my favorite brands, like, for example, I used to, Grow Science used to be my favorite, right? But there were some strains by Grow Science I didn't like.
Uh-huh. I can attest.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're still one of my favorite brands, but I had to keep that in mind, like, different brands out there might have shit I really like. Like, yeah. So if I just try one strain,
you gotta keep your options open.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
I started learning that.
Yeah.
Right. You try one strain, it's like yuck, but you didn't. I don't know. If you pay attention to what you're buying, you know, you look at it, you
research
know,
it.
I feel like I went through a period where like I was expecting more.
Yeah.
Than what.
You got.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah, especially
those days are over, my boy.
Yeah.
We back, baby.
We're back in business,
listen,
boys.
Look,
we're back in business,
before
boys.
We wrap it up here, let's say somebody heard this and they wanted to go pull up at PRC for the first time. What's a first time deal looking like up in there? Because we already know if you download the app, you get 10%. If you show that you downloaded your app, that's another 10%, right? So that's 20%. You can stack that?
You stack that?
No.
No, you have to use it
We
separately.
Don't stack deals, nuh-uh.
Okay.
You got to keep it fair.
That's fair. No, fair enough. Fair. I wasn't let down.
You don't want to stack. You want to enjoy it.
You ain't trying. Hey, you don't know. If you
but
want,
at the
you
same time, it makes you feel like you're a new patient twice.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. But and then plus the new, isn't there a new mm-hmm. patient deal?
We have new patient cards, too.
Yep.
That rolled out not too long ago. So if you come in as a new customer, you get a new patient card.
And they also get something like BOGOs, your first time. So you come in, you can get a BOGO up to an eighth. Anything under 45 and under. Say like, and if you don't like necessarily do flower, like you're coming like you really, really don't do flower, we can do BOGOs on like our edibles and like, or like our cards, depending on, just have to be lower than 45. So,
okay.
You know
yeah,
I mean?
We try to accommodate because we understand that not everyone can smoke even.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we want to make an exception for people who really need that. because we care about people.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my my father-in-law, like he only eats edibles.
Right. Absolutely.
So yeah, we would definitely make an accommodation.
Have him download that app, player. Absolutely. While he's in town.
Ah, dude, he's flying out tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, he can take him back.
Right. He's going back to Michigan. He doesn't need to take.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
My dad's from Michigan too. But that's just the first time deal. So your first time, you get a card, right? And there's four deals on the card.
On the card.
Your first time you get it marked, you get that BOGO.
Okay.
Okay? Second time you come in.
There's a free pre-roll.
Free pre-roll with your purchase.
Mm-hmm. Third time it's a 10%. Fourth time is a 20%. Trick is, though, you have to come in with that card. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
you don't want to lose the card.
Keep it on you. Put that bad boy in your wallet because you have to have your ID, so it only makes sense.
And then after those visits, your fifth visit, if you still never used our app yet, download the app. You get another 20% on top, and then you get the 10 for ordering through it.
Mm-hmm.
For placing that authorized.
Looks like I'm gonna be making a trip to this house.
You feel me?
Ha! Pull on up.
Yeah.
Yo. Okay. Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I'm just like, okay.
Right. I mean, that just brings you back in the door a couple more times, but by that fifth time you're coming, and not even the fifth time, by the second time,
you're probably already getting better deals than what those.
Absolutely. Yeah. And not even that. By the second time you've been through a shop, you're gonna realize like what kind of people we really are.
Family.
Like, it's not a gimmick.
It really isn't. Like, we're not trying to sell you this, sell you that because we have to. We're literally selling you things that we think you need, you could benefit off of. I'm getting real smooth right now. I just want to let everybody know that PRC is here for you.
Really?
And I'm not kidding. I've been there for 8 years.
Hey,
I spent my 20s.
I ain't gonna hold you. Like, you've been there. I've been.
Yeah, I love it.
I've been messing with you. I'm trying to keep it PG. I've been messing with you for, you know, since we started 4 years ago.
So, music.
You know what I'm saying? You're in there. We gonna bring y'all back, definitely, but on a different occasion. You know,
absolutely.
So we can turn up maybe next
week. We need like an hour and a half.
No, yeah, that's hey, look, I'm thinking next week we can bring them back and have
Week is Thanksgiving, bro.
Oh shit.
You know what? Speaking of Thanksgiving, I just want to throw this out there. We are doing canned food drive this month.
Yo.
So you can come in every day the rest of the month. I know it's getting cut and short a little bit.
No, you're good.
Bring in 5 cans food. Or you can bring in 2 jars of peanut butter, and we'll give you a free pre-roll.
Yeah, yeah. Right
no
now,
it's a huge, the
food banks are having a real big shortage on peanut butter and like non-perishable, canned vegetables and stuff. So if y'all can bring that in, like that'll for sure be appreciated. And what better spot than PRC? I mean, they're gonna bless you. You bless people, you will get blessed back, and that's the message around there.
And you know, Christmas is around the corner too.
So yeah, good karma.
We do 12 days still.
Oh, y'all still do that?
We're doing it.
Okay. I know. Hey, listen.
12 days of Christmas at PRC.
It's crazy.
Look out for it. Look on the website. We're going to be talking about it. It's 12 days of deals. You purchase, you make it through all the 12 days, you get, who knows, maybe a free 8th every month for a year. Maybe a free concentrate every month for a year.
I'm there.
That's what we've done in the past.
I'm there.
Download our app. Find out.
Say less. Let's do some shout outs. You should have left it 12 days of Chris. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's do some shout outs, man. I wanna do something different. Go first, man. Big shout out to my boy K Boogie Boog for coming. Kush Monster. K Boogie Boog to me, but to y'all, Kush Monster. I'm glad to have you back in, you know, the bakery, y'all, you know, like I said.
Baking up the good shit.
You know what I'm saying? It just felt a little empty without, you know, our brother in here, but now we got the full gang back. So this is just my friendly reminder to y'all, we back, man. So y'all yeah, I hope y'all didn't get too cozy because we back, man. And shout out to my boy Steezy. Holding down the fort over at PRC, so y'all know y'all can, you know, go mess with a hippie there. You know what I'm saying? Go give him a hard time and whatnot. Lastly, shout out to our sponsors, man, Grow Sciences and Nug Jewels. We truly appreciate y'all for keeping the show rolling. And with that being said, man, I truly appreciate y'all for coming through and being patient with me. You know what I'm saying? I know I've been a little laggy. Just goes to attest, you know, how patient and understanding y'all are. Missy, you already know, it's all love.
Thank you.
Gabby,
you know,
Alexis, This, you know, this was a pleasure. So I'm gonna pass the mic to my guy K-Boo. Who you got, man?
Yo, man, just shout out to everybody. Shout out to you guys for holding it down. It's good to be back.
I'm gonna drop it.
Shout out to PRC, man. For real. Like, they were like day one sponsors and believers in us, and like, I see this app. I see what you're doing. I'm gonna have to slide through again. I'm gonna have to step my foot back into a dispensary again.
May as well be PRC.
For sure.
You already know we'll take care of you, man.
Oh, you know, I never doubt that. And really, you know, just shout out to everybody that's out there still listening, hanging in there, you know.
I know we let y'all down for like a year.
We got some new stuff coming. And it's gonna be hot.
I like this nigga, man.
We all learned some shit over the last year, it's about to go crazy.
We had to go through what we had to go through, but we here. I thought the beat was gonna drop. I was getting ready to switch it up. You want to do some shout outs, Miss Alexis?
I didn't know I was going to do a shout-out. Everybody, just shout-out to you guys for having me here. I've never been on a podcast before, so it's cool to, like, experience this.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to get your feet wet, but part two, we're going to get more out of you.
Okay,
yep, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah, no, but I appreciate you, for real. Thanks for having me. We waited for you, too. That's how you know we got love for you. We got love for you. Even though, hey, we cussed that. What do you say? We got rowdy.
We got rowdy.
Thanks for waiting.
Appreciate it.
Hey,
shout out to Rowdy. Rowdy Ryan.
Rowdy Rob.
Rowdy Robbie.
I don't even know what his name was, but jeez Louise.
Rowdy Raptor.
Davi, who you got, my guy?
Man, we're getting into songs. We ain't
just
got
shout
licensing
out to everybody
for.
That's listening. You know, we got licensing. Shout out to PRC. Shout out to, you know, the whole squad. Shout out to everybody here right now. You know what I mean? That's all I got.
Yes, sir. Short and sweet. Hey, and on a side note, man, hey, follow my guy Davi. Not only does he serve good weed, but he serves good raps. He puts on a great show.
You know, the biggest wolf. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? January 6th. The Mary Bell Wolf.
January 6th, he's actually performing at the halftime game at the Suns game.
Stop playing.
Yo.
Hey.
That's going to be lit for sure.
You know?
Hey.
Shout out. You can buy a ticket.
Shout out Cannabis Cactus. You know, we going crazy for sure.
Hey, I'm there. I'll watch that shit from the nose, please. I'll be there. That'd be fire. Missy, who you got?
You know, shout out to you guys. You know, you've been rocking with me for a long time, even under my own, you know, my own.
Yeah, you were here just you.
Yeah, back in the day, you guys. You
I know, remember that shit.
You guys have my back. Shout out to PRC. Shout out to everybody that works with us. Shout out to everyone who supports us, our customers, keep us going. We love you guys. And it's not even fake love, and you know it.
With that, T-Rose, who you got, man?
Yeah, first and foremost, you already know what it is. A whole lot of dank shit. Shout out to my boy Steezo. He wasn't here today. You know what I'm saying? But you always hear his spirit. My dog, love, but you already know what it is. Shout out PRC, man, for coming through with the best app in the world in the cannabis game right now. We got Missy, we got Miss Alexis in the building, you know what I'm saying? Go get your weed from where you're supposed to be getting from. You got it from PRC.
Hey, coming from this man, yo, this is blowing my mind right now, because he a fan of a dispensary we not gonna name, and for him to go this hard for y'all right now, I'm actually surprised, bro.
I love it.
I'm surprised with you.
We're there on the weekdays.
You feel me? Monday through Friday. Come talk to us.
Maybe a kid PRC collaboration coming through.
Okay.
I'll be on the lookout.
But yes. Once again, man, a whole lot of dang shit.
Episode 138, man. We out. Better see y'all at PRC. But hey, first, before you get there, download the app.
Get that app.